All right, let's kick it up in the National Hour. Real Kipper and Bourne Show. We are live on 650 in Vancouver, Sportsnet 960 in Calgary, right across your Sportsnet platforms. Wherever you download your podcast, we are here. Nick Kyprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee. This hour of Real Kipper and Bourne is brought to you by Bet365. And we'll even take a few of your texts.
Yes.
If you text us at 590-590.
Yes.
Please do.
So, no big secret. Sammy lost a jersey.
Oh, my God. He's so sick.
We got it back. He lost it on
great.
The Dundas line.
Great. No, wrong bus.
TTC.
Wrong bus. Dufferin bus.
Dufferin bus. Yeah. It was returned to us. Many of your well wishes out there reached us. But one in particular really reached us because someone put a song.
Was the name Brian Moore?
Brian Moore sent it to me.
Moore put a song together about Sammy losing the jersey. Can we start this right from the beginning, please?
No. Oh, God.
Let's have a
Derek,
listen.
Please don't play it. It was a bus. The next day, Sammy landed in Hawaii and put his phone away. But he tossed and turned as his conscience caused him pain. True. Dreading his return, knowing what they say. Where's the jersey, Sammy? Don't use your Where's the jersey, Sammy?
I almost split the bird on that TV.
All right.
Where's the jersey, Sammy?
And I forgot to change the...
It's a jam.
Go get the jersey.
It's a jam.
Go get the jersey.
It's a jam. You guys talk about Thank you for that, for passing that along.
That was great.
It's incredible talent that people can just whip that up.
I think it was AI.
Maybe.
Whatever it is, somebody's got a lot of time on their hands.
We know for sure.
If it's one thing we know about our listeners and our followers, they haven't got anything better to do.
Well, they're about to have a hole. Just the grump put it
There's
up there.
There's the jersey, Timmy. Shut up. God.
Now.
The jersey.
You think you'd be happier
the
on the eve of Leafs playoffs.
It's up. There's the jersey, buddy.
You know, one of the most unrattleable people that I know, Sammy. Oh. So it makes me really happy to see
rattled.
Him slightly
I'm
on tilt.
I'm rattled. We got to have our professional guest.
You can't get him like this on a golf course. You can't do it.
All right, here we go, boys.
Too many texts about how great that song is.
A show before the Stanley Cup playoffs begin tomorrow night. Sportsnet has both games. 6 p.m. Eastern, St. Louis Blues and the Winnipeg Jets, followed by Colorado and Dallas.
Woo.
Just two games on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't think the league itself would have drawn it up this way if they could have avoided it. But so many teams played on the final day of the season. You know, one of the things could have been that LA had the fires. They had to postpone a game, play on the last day of the year. Maybe that would have made Edmonton-LA a Saturday night game, which I'm sure we would love to have had.
So maybe juggling.
Little juggling going on.
Yeah, we don't know all the ins and out, building availability, all of that.
Four games on Sunday, and then Florida-Tampa Bay plays in 2027.
Tuesday.
The first Saturday night of the Stanley Cup playoffs, there is not a 7 p.m. puck drop hockey game.
Yeah.
That is, when has that ever happened?
Yeah. It's unusual, but there's hockey at 7.
For sure. It's great. But
it's
like,
going to be watching the Winnipeg Jets do the damn thing.
For sure, but I feel like the first night, it's overload.
Yeah.
There's a game on every channel. You're flicking. It's like, oh, my God. It's just having it be one standalone game. Feels like we're in the conference finals already.
Yeah. What's
weird.
The Sunday first puck drop?
6 p.m. Oh, no. It's 3 p.m. There's Carolina and the Devils play at 3 p.m. Then it goes into Toronto.
Everyone's
going
to get back from Easter brunch and fire it up.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to welcome in Gary Galley in a few minutes. But before we go to him, if I would have told you maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, even if St. Louis was looking on the outside in, if there's a chance that St. Louis could get hot and maybe sneak in and Winnipeg would get them, would you go? Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Where are you on St. Louis now playing Winnipeg after they've won like a gazillion games in a row?
My biggest Winnipeg concern is they are a team, top to bottom, solid all the way throughout. But when you take away Ehlers and Vilardi, who I don't know if Vilardi's available or not, I worry about their ability to put the puck in the net.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's ask our next guest, Gary Galley, former NHLer, color analyst, will be a very busy man on Hockey Night in Canada, as he always has been in the past, and does a terrific job. Gary, how are you? How excited are you? And, you know, we want to stay on the Winnipeg Jets right now against St. Louis, so we'll get your thoughts as well.
I'm great. I mean, this time of year, as you guys know, is the greatest time of year ever. I mean, spring has sprung and the playoffs are getting started, and we all know what that's all about and how exciting that can get. And I think even though people have thoughts in their head of who they think are going to win series and who they think are, you know, are going to be really important for a team in a series, you really don't know till this thing gets going. You really don't. And Winnipeg St. Louis is one of those series where I think you look at a team like St. Louis that has been on such a roll. You look back to the time when they got in and won the Stanley Cup and all of those things, they're going to draw from history in order to move into the playoffs against what most people would think would be a very tough President's Trophy winning Winnipeg Jets. But, you know, one goalie went into the Four Nations Cup and came out like Hercules in Jordan Binnington. And, you know, for Connor Hellebuck, you know, he was hoping to bring the U.S. to win that tournament. It didn't happen. He's had an incredible season. We've talked about him, certainly the Vezina, but I mean, really seriously in the heart conversation. It is just one of those things where, unfortunately, you hate to be disrespectful to a guy that has played so, so well. But the playoffs have not been a shining moment for him in the last few years where they've exited in the first round. Not all his fault for sure, but he hasn't looked himself and he hasn't played to the level that he played during the regular season. And he's going to have to do that right from the drop of the puck in the first series and be that Connor Hellebuck that he can be. And if he is, Winnipeg will be a very, very tough out. Now, injuries, who's healthy, who's ready to go. You know, I mean, their defense is a defense that has gotten beaten up the last few years. Morrissey's gotten beaten up. You know, you know what the playoffs are like. You got a red circle on the board. That's the guy. Never pass up on a hit. Chase him down. Finish everything with ferocity on this person. Make his shifts hard. Like, it wears down people. And so it's going to be interesting to see. But I am picking Winnipeg in this series. I like them. I think they've just really proven down the stretch. They've taken Dallas down. They've beaten good teams even at the end when you think they're going to let up. I think there's something, there's a, you know, a burr up there in their saddle, and I think they realize that they don't want to be on the other end of this thing again.
So, Gals, I believe you're paying extra special attention to Montreal, Washington. Is that your, you're doing that series?
Yeah, I thought, what the heck, huh? You know, is wait to the last day of the season to get my assignment.
Yeah.
But, you know, I followed Montreal a lot this year.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to watch this team drag along the bottom and scraping the bottom, and then I've seen them rise to the top. I've seen them play with consistency. I've seen them play where they've had trouble finding their game. I think, you know, there was an interview the other night that Mac did with Suzuki right before the game. And his calmness struck me really, like, because he's a calm guy to start with, but, you know, it really struck me that how calm he was. Mm-hmm. And he said that we were a team that used to shoot ourselves in the foot. This is what we did. And we did it way too much. And we've learned not to do that. So I think Marty St. Louis has convinced this team, obviously, that there is a right way to play this game. And yes, you can have some individual skill sets within the game, but the team game has to be, the identity of the team has to be there. And they've built that. And now they're reaping the benefits of it. And they're going to be a fun team to watch in the first round. I mean, go back to 2010. And yes, they got in on the last day. They didn't win to get in that time. The Rangers lost, which got them in. And they took down the Washington Capitals in seven, the first seed versus the eighth seed. You know, 15 years ago. So I don't put a lot into that, but certainly, you know, it proves that it can be done. Other teams have done it. And why not Montreal? This season, you know, has been special. Maybe it will continue. Washington, I worry about the energy that was spent on Ovechkin. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful for him and the team and the league and everything. But now you're coming off this one emotional thing that was so important to everybody, and now you're trying to find your lane again and get ready for the playoffs. You know, certainly most people will be picking the Caps to win this series, and they should. But I'm really interested to see how they're going to play in game one. I think game one is going to tell a lot for the Washington Capitals.
You're watching and listening to Gary Galley, former NHLer, color analyst, as we get set to start the Stanley Cup playoffs right here on Sportsnet this weekend. So, gals, if we talk about, like, expectations and soaring ones, to say the least, we do go to Winnipeg and Toronto. But for Montreal Canadian teams facing a Washington Capital team, which at the beginning of the year, we weren't even sure if they were a playoff team, how much pressure is on Washington now compared to other teams that have built over years of disappointment in the playoffs?
I think if you're being honest, I think Washington got the team they wanted. I don't think they wanted anything to do with Columbus. I think that they feel that, I believe, and this is just, no one's told me that. I'm just saying, I just put myself in their shoes. Columbus kind of took them down two or three times during the season. I think they just feel like Montreal was the team that I think they would say, hey, if we get Montreal, that would be great. They've had a better record against Montreal. Their specialty teams have been outstanding against Montreal. And that's one thing Montreal is going to have to really take care of. I just feel like that's a better match for them. Everybody, like in four series, and Nick, you would know this better than I would, but there always seems to be one series that goes easily in the four. You don't know when it's going to be. It could be in the first one. It could be in the fourth one, any one of those. But one goes relatively simple. On my way to the Stanley Cup Finals in 90, it was the semifinals against Washington. We swept them in four. We were not expecting that. It just happened. So there's always going to be a series you think is going to be easy, and it's a bear of a series. And then there's a series you think is going to be tough, and you tend to get through it. So the Stanley Cup is a strange island. You never really know when you get to the dance, you know, when the series is going to dig in and go seven and when it's going to end quickly. And I think this is a good series for Washington. The travel is fairly easy for them, and it's a team that they've had success against. So why wouldn't they be confident? Why wouldn't they come into this ready to go? I like their team. I like how they play. I like the way they're coached. They've got to be feeling really good about their year. I think they're going to be a tough team to beat. And Montreal, I get what you're saying, Nick. Expectations are probably not through the moon. But I think four or five games ago, there was not a lot of expectation, maybe six games ago, that Montreal may make the playoffs. They may not. But when they got up, you know, a good number of points and they needed only 2 points to get in, expectations went to 100%. They're going to get in. Mm-hmm. And then they started to stumble. You know, when expectations creep up, that's when anxiety and all those things get into your brain. So, you know, it was nice to see them win that last game, push themselves in, feel good about yourself going in. I think it's going to be a 6-7 game series. I do believe that. But I think Washington is a team that I think, well, at the time when they need to, will put the hammer down.
Gals, as we always do when we have you on, it's fun to go around Canada a little bit. And there's one series that has two Canadian teams. The Toronto Maple Leafs are playing the Ottawa Senators. One team has ghosts everywhere. The other team, you know, excited about being back in the postseason. Are you one of the people who is picking Ottawa with their energy, their youth, and Brady Tkachuk and all that to upset the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I played on a team where every time I went into the forum, there were ghosts everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know what ghosts look like, you know? And so, yeah, I get it. Toronto is a different team. Like, over the last few years following them, they, you know, and under Sheldon Keefe, I think they were a different team. Under Craig Berube, their identity has shifted. It's changed. They've morphed into a team that doesn't, will want you to believe that a bad loss is not going to bother them. They're just going to shake it off and they're going to go right back at it. They've shown that at times this year where, you know, they've said, hey, it's not a big deal. And they moved along and they've got back on track. They've won the division. There's a lot of things I feel like this team is starting to feel a comfort around. And to win the Stanley Cup, you have to find comfort in the pig pen. When things are going bad, when things are ugly, when things don't look like they're, you know, whatever, you got to find calmness, and you have to trust that you are going to come out of this if you play the right way. Toronto seems to be getting more like that. So this is a really good test for them in the first round. I think this is a great test for them in the first round to play a team that, you know, that they know there's going to be some energy driven by the Battle of Ontario, playoff series past. All these things are going to get dredged in here. But at the end of the day, they're playing a young team that has not been here in a long, long time that has to handle that. And they're playing a young team that's going to be, you know, full piss and vinegar, ready to go, ready to hammer on everything. And they have to get through the energy of Ottawa and let the game settle and then start to take control of the game. If they're capable of doing that, I like Toronto. But if they get caught up in the energy and excitement of Ottawa and they get off of their game, which Ottawa can do, they can do that. They have done that to a lot of teams. They can disrupt your identity and make you play out of your comfort zone. And they're more than capable of beating Toronto. This should be a very good series. And I look at this series as kind of a pick 'em, guys. I don't really know. I'd like to be able to say it, but I don't really know. There's so many things here that would tip you one way or another. But I think if Toronto, that's the thing, if they can hold on to their identity and even through some rough patches, I like them. But if they can't, I can see Ottawa creeping in there and taking that.
No question. I think in the big picture, Toronto's the favorite. So I want to expand on what you just said, gals, and just tell me how Ottawa can disrupt them specifically here. Is it the physicality? Is it specialty teams? Is it Allmark? Give me a couple of reasons how Ottawa can beat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Ottawa does an incredibly good job of taking away your time and space. They puck pursue. They get on you quickly. And when Ottawa is on their game, they control the neutral zone. They control the rush speed. So if they're exiting and they're coming with you at speed, they can control that neutral zone. And to me, a lot of times a team that has a chance, the best chance to win a game is a team that controls the pace of the neutral zone. Do they come up? Do they clean out of their end? Do they get into your end with speed? Do they back you off? These are the things, the reads and things like that, that when Ottawa's on their game, Toronto will have less time to read and react. And you look at when they play teams that do that to them, sometimes they can have some issues. And sometimes they can get put back on their heels. So if they allow Ottawa to get that kind of puck pursuit and get on them, and they can't be clean coming out of their end, get those rush chances, back off Ottawa a little bit, then I think they could get themselves in a bit of trouble. Goaltending, Allmark certainly has been a real story for Ottawa. I think Stolarz is a good match for that. I think the goaltending could be something where we could see some really good goaltending in this series, similar to the ones where we used to see Lundqvist and Holtby, like, you know, a seven-game series, and then you'd seen the best goaltending in so long. I think this is a series where we could see some really good goaltending at both sides. More often than not, it comes down to execution. And when Toronto gets in trouble, I think they play a team that gets on them quickly, harasses them when they need a little time and space to make plays, and then turnovers and scrambly play start happening. And I think that's where it can get a bit ugly. So, and that's where I see Ottawa the most successful is when they have that incredible puck pursuit and speed and they get on you.
As you know, as we were heading into the season, looking at all these Canadian teams and looking at betting odds, the team that was supposed to be, actually, I think the cup favorite at once, Edmonton, where I think they were the actual favorite preseason going into the year. At this point, they're not that. How concerned are you with their injuries that they're not going to be able to be the best version of themselves in the postseason?
Well, everyone's going to play hurt in the playoffs if you can play, right?
Yep.
That's the thing that hockey players do. You know, unless you literally can't do up your skates, and Matthew Tkachuk a couple of years ago couldn't even do his skates up, and he went out and played. You know, I think his brother did his skates up for him, Brady, and then he went out and played with injuries that you should not be playing with. So this is a hockey player. So hockey players, you know, so a coach has to put the best version of his team out there and the guys who are banged up, and there are going to be a lot of guys going into these playoffs with some nicks and bruises and bangs and some injuries that are a little more serious than others. So when you look at a team like Edmonton that has a number of injuries, a lot of things happen, like as guys start, if the team can hold on and play good hockey and keep the series tight, as guys start to come back, then, you know, there's energy brought into the lineup, you know? So, you know, look to LA to want to jump on this quickly, and they play incredible at home. And if Edmonton doesn't have the bolstering a full lineup with guys that are capable of making LA defend, you know, if you just let them come at you and play that heavy game and just clog up the neutral zone, and you don't have any creativity to make LA get into their zone and defend and get to their net, then it's going to be a fairly easy series for LA. And they've proven that they can do it, especially at home where they're just really, really good. So, you know, you got to get to the game and see what Edmonton has in the pot and what guys can get out there and play. And it's not going to be hard to see. We all saw Draisaitl last year on those one-timers when he could get nothing on them. You know when guys aren't 100%.
Right.
You know when guys aren't playing, but you give them full credit for stepping in and being there and trying to do whatever they can to help their team win. So it's tough for a team when they go into the playoffs already beat up, because you guys know the beating you're going to take to win series one, and then you take your wounded, patch them all up, and then go into series two, and you're going to get beat up again. And you do that two more times after that. So it seems like a real tall hill to climb when you're coming into the playoffs with a lot of guys who are banged up.
Gals, you've spent almost 1,200 games defending in the National Hockey League, and you know what a good core does for this time of year. In Edmonton, Ekholm goes down here. We were already kind of questioning if Edmonton had the depth that they needed on the back end yet again this year. What does this mean to McDavid and Draisaitl? Can they make up for it at all here? Can anybody make up for Ekholm not starting this series?
I'm not sure you could replace a guy like that, you know, especially like looking at it from a forward standpoint. Like, oh yeah, if we keep the puck on our stick for 45 minutes of the game, we don't have to defend, then we won't need him. But, you know, the thing about the playoffs is you're playing good teams. These teams that you're playing are very good teams. And there are going to be times in the game where they're going to, you know, you're going to bend. You're going to have to bend, and they're going to be outplaying you, and they're going to spend time in your zone. And that's always the critical part of time when you look at a team like Edmonton, and is that if they spend some time in their zone, are they good enough? Do they have a core of defensemen there that are good enough to defend for periods of time when you're bending but you don't break? And that comes down to goaltending. So your goaltending, when you have some guys who aren't in there, you need your goaltender to make saves that he's supposed to make, and you need him to make some saves he's not supposed to make. And he has to keep your team in the game and give you a chance to win. And that's something that, again, we're going to have to see what players are asked to increase their minutes and how they handle those increased minutes. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say, you know, we're going to give this guy an extra 6 minutes a game. We're going to give this guy an extra 4 minutes a game. He can go out and play those minutes, but does he play them at a level that helps your team be successful? And that's the thing we're going to have to see with Ekholm. Those are some really important minutes and leadership that you're taking out on that back end. So, yeah, having the puck a lot would help for sure. But, you know, LA is a team that turns over pucks. You know, they transition well. They're a very good defensive team. So it's going to be more of a chess match, which favors LA, because, you know, Edmonton's not a chess match kind of team. They're like the checkers where you're jumping, leaping over people all over the play. They want to get going, right? LA in that 1-3-1 wants to you know, make it a parking lot and just grind you out.
Yeah, and they're awfully good at it too. You know, when I was filling out my bracket this week and trying to figure out who's going the farthest, the team I had the most trouble with was the team we talked about, Edmonton, because I wasn't sure about their health, and then Florida. Also kind of health-related, right? Kachuk may come back, may not. Did you have an update on that, Kip? Is Kachuk going to play?
He's practicing this weekend. They've not cleared him as of yet.
Okay.
I think it'll come down to Tuesday.
All right. Like, Ekblad's going to be coming back. What do we make of the defending Stanley Cup champions and their chances at a repeat?
I think that first series is going to be something special.
Yes.
You know, I really do. They hate each other, close proximity. You know, Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay has a few cups of their own. They know how to play in these situations. I like the moves Tampa Bay made with their team at the deadline, bringing some guys in. Getzel's having a great year. He's made up for a lot of the goals that Stammer was there for. So this team has kind of moved along. Vasilevskiy looks like he's finding himself again. Tampa Bay is one of those teams that people called a sleeper coming into the back end of the season. Oh, watch Tampa Bay. Watch them. How do you take your eyes off a team that's been around the Stanley Cup as much as they have and have the players that they have on that team? How could you possibly think they're a sleeper? And if I'll tell you one thing, Paul Maurice doesn't think they're a sleeper. Like he knows what they are capable of. Now you got his team. You gotta bring Ekblad back into the mix. He's been out for a long time, been away from the team. He's got to come in and reacclimate. And you got to beat up Tkachuk. Now here's the deal. How many games do you tell him if he's not really ready? How many games do you hold him back where you feel like you can? Because this isn't the Stanley Cup Finals when he was beat up the last time and you have to play because there's no look tomorrow. If they win game one, oh, okay, maybe we don't need them till game three. So they're going to deal with Matthew Tkachuk based on how the series is going if he's not ready to start. I mean, he may start in game one and that might be it. But if he's not, how the series goes will dictate when he comes in and when he doesn't. But I know they're putting a lot of, obviously a lot into a guy like Marchand who comes into there with cup pedigree, knows how to play in those games, in those tight games, and against physicality and stuff like that. So they're hoping he's going to be a big part of it. So there's a lot of question marks really around a Stanley Cup champion team that, fell to third when they could have taken over and won the division. They didn't do it. So there's a little bouncing around. Paul Maurice said it doesn't really matter if you win the division, and he's right.
Yeah,
you got to win four series. Like I mentioned, there's going to be some easy, some hard. It doesn't matter. You got to win four hard series, and we're going to see the Panthers have to do it. We're going to see Dallas or Colorado have to do it. We're going to see, like, there's a lot of series where when someone goes home, it's going to be a bad bruise. It's going to hurt.
Gals, one more for me, and we'll bring it full circle back to the Montreal Canadiens here and the temptation by Marty St. Louis to lean on Demidov in this first round. I think he played maybe 10 and a half, 11 minutes on your game Wednesday.
Yep.
But, like, if you need a goal, like, is it, have you seen enough in this very short sample size that he can be a difference maker at all?
I, you know what? I think this whole thing has been incredibly, like, insane and crazy, but in a good way. You know, it's like
Beatles stuff.
They bring this guy in. Remember Kovalev, the fans in Montreal used to love him. You know, sure. The artiste, and he was like, they just drooled every time he touched the puck. They were on the edge of their seat, and he was going to do something special. This is Demidov. He touches the puck, and you feel the temperature and the excitement in the building just start rising every time he touches it. And I got to be honest with you, every time he touches it, he does something, really good with it. He either has that stop-and-go kind of shifty gear that he has that makes him tough to defend. He's got a great set of hands. He's got great vision, and I know there are some people saying that he struggles defensively. They saw that play in game one where he didn't back check. But I've watched him now for a couple of games, and he does have a defensive conscience to him. Now, how deep that is, we're going to find out. But I mean, you see it in a small sample size that he's coming up the wall. He doesn't have a play. He dumps it back behind. Like, he's not trying to force every single play. But when I looked at Lane Hutson at the start of the year, where there was a seam in the ice that I didn't think he would have the fortitude to try to seam it through there, he would.
Yeah.
And it's like he finds holes that don't look like they exist. And Demidov, when he moves the puck, when he does things, there are times when I go, oh, he's not going to – and then he does it, and he gets it to where it's going. So he's a talent, and he's someone that Washington is going to have to circle on the board, defend against, and say, look, this guy can create and do damage on his own. So don't be fooled by this 19-year-old kid coming over getting his first look at this. Hey, Suzuki's got 32 playoff games in him. Who would have thought that? Caulfield's got 20. These are not guys getting their first taste of the Stanley Cup. They have been there. So don't be fooled by this is a team that's, they've got games. And when you have games, and for Montreal Canadiens management, this is fantastic. And for teams like Ottawa, you're going to play important games down March and April, and now you're going to play playoff games. And I don't care what anyone tells you, until you've played in them, you really have no idea what they're all about. And getting your young guys developing and getting them in playoff games, win or lose this series, they have taken an incredibly large step as Ottawa. These guys are going to start to feel the playoffs now. They're going to know.
Gals, great job. Really enjoy your series. We're going to lean on you through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Have a great call starting this.
I'm counting on it, guys. Enjoy.
This week.
Thanks, Gals. Okay, appreciate it.
Gary Galley, who was kind enough to step in. Doug McLean is in transit.
Yep.
He came up to take in the celebration of life of our good friend Greg Millen. Shout out to Gary Green, Coley Campbell, John Shannon, and our Chris Cuthbert, who all spoke in Peterborough, who did an amazing job. And the kids, Allie, Emily, Carolyn, and Charlie, who also spoke. And all I can say is I hope when our time comes, we get a send-off like that.
Yeah.
Because it was circled around just three things for Greg Millen yesterday. It was family, friends, and hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was touching for sure.
Glad to hear it. I'm glad you went.
Great.
Okay, Sammy.
And Doug McLean scheduled his flight at 5 o'clock, so he didn't have to come on probably.
Yeah, he's not the brightest guy.
Well, or he is.
Yeah. He's like, I don't
very bright.
Or he's super bright.
All right.
You don't know. Jill booked it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yes.
His wife booked it.
It's game time. Presented by Bet365. Visit the app for latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. So, what do you guys want to know about the playoffs here? Is there anything in particular that you
want to
know?
Yeah, I want to bet like a points over under for like Marner and Matthews in the series somehow.
Okay. Well, that's hard to look up.
I don't know. Yeah, that was so not the
answer
you wanted.
I'm going to tell you, if you wanted to go through all the series and do final, so that you could do the series exact score.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you wanted, how do you think, I mean, we're going to do our picks after the break.
Yeah.
But for example, if you think the Dallas Stars are going to beat the Colorado Avalanche in 7 games, that's plus 500.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think Colorado is going to beat them in 7 games, it's plus 450.
Right.
So you can go through all the different series, and if you think you know what the series is going to go, for example, if you wanted to bet the Toronto Maple Leafs to sweep the Ottawa Senators, plus 650.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to bet to beat them in 7 games, it's plus 7. It's plus 375. So an interesting way to bet it there. So, and I'm just looking ahead to tomorrow night, where the two games actually get underway.
Yep.
And the, as you would imagine, the Winnipeg Jets open as heavy favorites. Heavy favorites. Minus 190 in that game. And that's, I mean, that's a pretty big spread for a playoff game.
So the Blues would be the best upset payoff.
For sure.
Is that what you're telling us?
They're plus 160 in the game tomorrow, and I could look up what they would be in the series, but I would imagine they would be a little bit higher than that for the series. But minus 190 for the Jets tomorrow. The Dallas Stars are plus 115 underdogs opening up on home ice. Colorado minus 135. And looking ahead to Sunday night, the Toronto Maple Leafs open their series against the Ottawa Senators, minus 160 favorites in the first game against the Ottawa Senators, who are plus 135 on the money line.
Yeah.
It's decent value.
Decent value on the Sens there, pal.
And yeah, looking way ahead, the Monday night, there's a line for Washington and Montreal, which our friend Gary Galley will be calling. Washington, as you would imagine, on home ice, opens as big favorites, minus 190.
Tons of ways to bet these series against, on Bet365. Yeah,
against
right
Montreal, who's plus 160, but there's a million different ways to go through it. So go to Bet365 for all your playoff needs. Anyways, that was Game Time presented by Bet365. Visit the app for the latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be 19 plus. Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
Okay, let's catch our breath. And when we return, we get down to the nitty gritty.
Picks?
First round predictions. Cup finalist, cup winner, Conn Smythe. All when we return to Real Kipper and Bourne.
Everything you need to know about the Raptors and the biggest stories around the NBA. Smith and Jones. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a reminder, this hour of Real Kipper and Bourne is brought to you by Bet365. Let's bring it home here, boys.
Okay. What do we got, Kip?
What do we got? Pick a series and let's get at her.
All right, I'll start. We'll just go through the bracket. Sammy, do you want to pull it up on? Or I can do it.
I can pull
it. All right, Winnipeg Jets, St. Louis Blues. Do you want to do team and number or just team?
No, team and number.
Team and number. All right, I got Winnipeg in six.
Don't do it. Jets talk.
No. I'm not going St. Louis.
Okay.
No. Leafs and Winnipeg Jets are in the same boat here. There's no option.
Okay.
There's no option to lose. So six, if we see that stretch of St. Louis, it could go seven, but Winnipeg wins this thing.
Okay.
Sammy. Give me Jets in five.
I think that's too confident. By a game, apparently.
I think.
I don't think Binnington's going to lose 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they had that insanely hot stretch. What was it, 13 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
They came back down to earth a little bit. The Jets have the history of the sort of Leafs middle of the country stuff. Because I never say west for Winnipeg because it's like it's middle.
It's not west.
So
I grew up in the west though.
I think it's an easy one. They're much like Ottawa. It's an easy one to be like, oh, you know, but I think the Jets are unbelievable. I know they're missing Ehlers. I know, but
those are big injuries.
I know, Kippy, but they have been so good all year long. And I just think they're going to really surprise everybody and spank the Blues. Give me the Jets in five.
All right, Dallas, Colorado, Sammy, you follow up. Go again.
Colorado in seven games. I think it'll be a close series. I think they're better, but I think they're division rivals. They're prideful. I think it'll be a close series, but I think Colorado comes out on top.
I am so disappointed in Dallas's finish.
Yeah.
And to hear Roberson get hurt as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have picked Dallas, but I can't pick Dallas any longer.
You picked Dallas preseason for Cup, right?
No.
Oh.
No, I did not.
Florida?
Well, let's just wait.
Wait for what?
You're a producer.
Oh.
We're going through the series, and then we're going to go to finalists, Cup winner.
Preseason, I thought you picked them. I thought, like, the start of the year you had. Anyway. So you're Colorado.
I'm going Colorado in six.
We're the same so far, Colorado in six. Dallas is goaltending. They lost seven straight games, and their goaltending's been putrid down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, Minnesota. My boy Gaz has Minnesota with an upset here.
Really?
I just think the Vegas D are too ferocious and mean.
Big
championship pedigree.
Yeah, give me Vegas, but I am going to say Minnesota gets a couple, so I'll say six again.
I'm going Vegas in five.
I'll go Vegas in five, too.
Two VGK like
Mark
in five.
Stone.
They're too good.
They're too good.
Too good.
Okay.
Jack Battle Eichel.
Tested. Yeah.
Too good.
Los Angeles Kings, Edmonton Oilers. This is actually a really tough one.
Yeah. I can't. I think Ekholm's a big blow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they overcome it.
Ooh.
And I go L.A. in six.
L.A. Really? In six.
Six?
That means winning in Edmonton.
What do you do?
I am taking the Oilers, and I'm taking them in six. Reason being, I think the series is going to be very close, very tight, low-scoring games. And in those games, who's going to be the one to break it open? It's still the guys who are the best players.
Give me Oilers in six, too.
And Kemper is way better
than
I thought.
It's not.
Even when he won.
Look at your pick and go, oh, you know, it's like, are we sure Stu Skinner's there? Are we sure without Ekholm their D is good enough? There's lots of questions. How healthy are they?
But, you know, they're getting Kane back here, I guess, now.
Mm-hmm.
Frederick is kind of a question mark for them. But they have Leon Draisaitl, who is going to be the MVP probably, and he won the Rocket Richard. They have Connor McDavid. Those guys still play for the Oilers?
They're still there.
Okay, I'll take them.
Toronto Maple Leafs, Ottawa Senators. This is a fun one.
I go Leafs in six.
Leafs in six.
Yeah.
I also took Leafs in six. I know everyone out there is like, of course you guys took the Leafs.
Of course.
Like there's not a metric where Ottawa is
and
the
everybody's going to accuse us of Leaf Hour.
They
lovers.
Won the Atlantic. We, you know.
So in my brain, there are ways that I can sort of like justify things and like my sports curse mind that I think. And I do think in my mind that it's better if I would pick Ottawa to win this series, but I just can't,
you can't do it.
So like, no. I believe that the Leafs are going to win, and I believe it's going to be in seven games. If you're talking about demons, you're talking about whatever, the old stuff with the Battle of Ontario, that always goes seven games. Every series they've played has gone seven games. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs in seven games.
Ottawa as a team does defend pretty well. Gals talked to them about them taking away time and space. They're physical.
I dream about a world that just blow their doors off and sweep them, but there's just no way that
happens.
Can
they play like Florida played the Leafs about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks?
Boy, that's a big ask.
Because
not many teams can do that.
That's the time and space that you're going to have to take away from these guys.
Tampa Bay, Florida.
Mm.
This is another doozy. Boy, lots of pick-ems here. I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay, I'm going to say six games. I just feel like Florida has looked off. They've been not quite right. They're kind of, we don't know if Kachuk's back. We don't know how Ekblad's going to look after months off. I just feel like I'm not as confident in Florida as I have been years past.
I was so close to going with you, but they were my pick at the beginning of the year to go back and repeat. I think if they can split the first two games and get Ekblad back, it'll take away Seth Jones's
pressure.
2 or 3 minutes that he falls when he's got no reason to fall.
Yep.
And yeah, I still got them as champions.
So I'm changing mine to seven games, but you got Florida going the
distance? I got a Florida in seven.
We both see seven games. I'm TV.
I want to selfishly pick Tampa because I think a Tampa matchup for the Leafs, if they get to the second round, is a much better one. But I have a hard time picking against Florida. Yeah. I really do. So give me Florida in seven games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two Florida picks. Okay. Yeah. Washington, Montreal, are we going to get an upset prediction?
Washington
anywhere?
In four.
Whoa. But what's your actual pick?
Washington in four. They're, like, listen, the Habs are a nice story.
Yeah.
Washington's too big, too strong.
Too big.
It's just like, they're just too, but they're a bunch of men. Mm-hmm. And the Habs aren't big enough. I think the Habs are going to get blown out of the water. And that's not
I don't see blown out of the water. I give them a couple of games, but I just think, Washington.
Get the brooms out, baby.
Washington's a good, big hockey club that plays the right way.
Yeah. I also, I got Washington six.
Six? Really think, like, you watch them. I watched them barely beat Carolina's Carolina's B team. They lose to the Blackhawks. You watch that Saturday night game against the Leafs?
I'm doing five.
It's four, boys. Come on.
Yeah, I'm giving them one. One. Last series, the one everyone is most excited about, Carolina, New Jersey.
Who plays for New Jersey?
Everybody. Dougie Hamilton.
He's back. It's good.
I'm going to have a loner pick on this one.
You went Devils?
I'm going Devils.
I went Devils, too.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I did.
Shocked.
I did. I see no goalie for Carolina.
I'll be different and say Carolina, but I think there's definitely a case there. There's two goalies for the Devils and none for Carolina, but give me Carolina.
I'm just going based on...
I'm going six games just because...
Carolina in seven.
Carolina seven. My one thing is the that stat I've shared several times that when the New Jersey defense is healthy, they are really, they're good. Mm-hmm. And they're maybe without Siegenthaler for the whole series, but otherwise they're pretty healthy, and I think they defend
Well in the goaltending. Imagine Sheldon Keefe's Devils versus Toronto Maple Leafs in the conference finals. Can you imagine that?
Would you love the sound clips?
Hey, squirrel. Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
National Hour. Sorry, yeah.
Okay. Stanley Cup final.
It's so sour when I talk Leafs. I love it.
Stanley Cup final pick. And winner. I have Tampa Bay, Colorado with the Lightning winning the cup in, six games.
Yeah.
Florida and Colorado.
Okay. Florida, Colorado.
Yeah. And I got Florida winning the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Because I didn't.
Six games.
I didn't change my preseason.
Sticking with it.
You guys are wusses. Toronto Maple Leafs
over
Winnipeg Jets in the final, all Canadian final, the dream of sports. Now, I guess maybe the Edmonton Oilers would be a dream, but give me the Toronto Maple Leafs to win Lord Stanley's mug, parade it down Yonge Street over the Winnipeg Jets, baby. Give it to me. Let's go. It's different, boys. So, it's car flag season, boys. It's goalies go season.
I did 20 years at Sportsnet, mm-hmm. and we did this every year, and John Garrett would pick the Vancouver Canucks every year.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
And was he able to defend that?
You're our John Garrett of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Compliment.
John Garrett's awesome.
John Garrett's the best.
I got to tell you, I never do it. I never pick the Leafs.
You actually don't.
I would never do it. And I do feel like it's different. I feel like they've got a path, and I feel like they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Holy smokes.
It's okay.
Listen,
I like it.
I appreciate you willing to do it.
Yes.
And guess what?
Because that takes some...
You're a super fan.
And guess what? When they lose game one to Ottawa,
no.
These guys stink. They had no chance.
That's what makes a fan.
Conn Smythe?
I went Barkov.
Ooh.
I got Brandon Hagel.
Oh,
this guy,
good pick.
90-plus points, Selke votes.
Dog.
Playoff dog. Penalty-killing machine. Him and Cirelli PK. I think Dmitry Filipovich put out some highlights of them PKing today.
Dubas wanted to trade Nyes for Hagel.
It was Nyes, 2 first-round picks for Hagel
and Marc-Andre Fleury.
What a what-if that is.
I don't know that I would do that, even as good as Hagel is. 2 firsts, Fleury being...
I think you have a meeting.
Yeah, you got to talk.
You have a meeting,
yeah,
for sure.
Hagel's turned himself into one heck of a player.
But this guy punched
him
Matthew
fighting,
Tkachuk.
Yeah,
yes, that's
him
it.
Fighting Matthew Tkachuk to open up that thing. All Canadians were like, okay, I love this guy. Who's your Leafs Conn Smythe winner?
Kipper, listening?
Yeah.
Mitchell Marner.
Oh.
Conn Smythe.
Mitchell
and he signs a record-breaking contract, $17 million per year.
Hey.
For 15 years somehow.
And then you start dumping on him by October 15th.
No, I've told you, if the Leafs win, I'm done. Like, so.
You're retiring?
I'm talking about the end of my career. I'm going to go work at the beer store and be the happiest guy ever. So, there you go.
All right.
Go Leafs, go.
What a way to finish our regular season.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, and what
Sammy
a regular
retiring
season it was.
If the Leafs win.
Yeah. Well, it's like David Savard. David Savard announced, or told the team he's retiring. Yeah.
I wrote that about a month ago.
Did you?
In my Toronto Star Kipper notes.
Why didn't you bring it up here so we could have talked about it?
You guys don't ask.
We talk about your articles lots.
You read it every once in a while.
Hey, did you see this from the NHL? The NHL set league-wide record attendances this year.
Is that right?
Yes.
When did this start happening that we're like...
This year, I think.
La Histoire because du Hockey.
Because they're doing 1,000 outdoor games.
Oh.
Well,
that's why they're setting attendance records.
Well, people are going.
That's actually a great point. I didn't even think of that.
I say next year...
They've outdoor games since 2003.
That's a good point, too.
I say next year we play all outdoor games.
I don't know that that's a great idea.
Think about the records you'll
but
set.
But I think next year they're in... Florida, are they not?
Yeah, they are doing it.
You're just helping do an outdoor game there?
Yeah.
There must have been like 20 of them this year.
I don't think there was.
Like okay. I think there was like the least ever this year.
Really?
There was that one.
There was a year where we had like six.
There's New Year's Day around New Year's Day.
I think there's going to be a short hand count here, pal.
That one, the Canon one.
But they also have this Stadium Series.
Which was that one.
Oh, was it?
I think there was just two.
Just two.
And then it was that thrilling... Blues, Blackhawks.
Why does it feel like they were 20?
Because they beat it up pretty good, I don't know, 5 years ago or
something.
When
they was like, I remember the...
They were beating up so bad they sent Sam to one.
Yeah, I went. I was like, I sat on the glass.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I got a jacket.
You didn't lose that on the bus.
No, where's that jacket, Sammy?
What a tune that was. Yeah. What a way to close out our final show. Any closing playoff thoughts, overarching themes you're excited to see?
This is some fun.
It's just a game.
No, nothing. No. Nothing stands out.
Good. I'm excited.
Get mad at me, Ottawa. You're not going to like me for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that Sammy's digging in against the Sens.
Two games on tap. Tomorrow night, St. Louis and Winnipeg, Colorado and Dallas. Sportsnet has it all. You don't need to go anywhere else for the next 2 months. Except hang out with us here and everybody covering the Stanley Cup playoffs for you from Sportsnet. Our thanks to Gary Galley. For all of those that can't listen or watch live, download our podcast or watch it on YouTube. Give us a rating and review. We'd love to hear from you as well. Enjoy the start, everybody, and we're back Monday. Do it all over again, playoff style, on The Real Kipper and Bourne Show.